Well, this morning we are visiting with some of the tops of the class of 2010 at Walnut High School, and we have two students we want to visit with today. We're going to start with...
I'm Ty Jonk, son of Kent and Carla Jonk, Walnut.
Very good. Brothers and sisters?
Ryan graduated in 05, and Brittany graduated in 07.
Which one's your favorite?
Can't pick.
All right. You can. You just choose not to, huh? Well, let's talk a little bit about schoolwork. What was your favorite schoolwork? What were your favorite classes here?
I really enjoyed some of the more like business classes that I took in Atlantic. Of course, you always love PE, but I didn't mind English this year. English 4 was pretty fun.
Do you find that schoolwork comes fairly easy for you? You're, you know, finishing near the top of your class this year. Is it something that you worked hard at, or have things always kind of come easy for you?
The further you get into high school, the more I realized the harder it gets. I started studying a lot more this year. I can honestly say that. Just finished a semester test in economics and really studied for that one.
Good. What's the most challenging class that you've had to take?
Probably economics. We learn so much in there. Our teacher really pushes us.
Okay. We'll talk about teachers then. You mentioned the teacher pushes you. Do you have some teachers who, you know, that you're going to look back on your high school days and say, boy, they really influenced me. They really pointed me in the right direction.
Yeah, definitely Mr. Coink. He's the economics teacher, like I was just saying. He's not just a great teacher. He pushes us to be the best we can be all the time. Our English teacher, Mrs. Richards, she's taught me a lot going forth into college. It's going to mean a lot to me.
Okay, very good. What do you think it takes to be a good teacher? What qualities do they have to have to really get through to students?
Definitely patience. I know it can be tough sometimes, but they really stick it out with us and make us the best that we can be.
Okay. Talk about the opportunities that you've had through the Walnut School District. You know, some folks in some of the larger cities in Iowa will look and say, well, they don't get much of a chance in those small school districts because they don't have the opportunities that we have in our big schools and things. But you feel like you've gotten a lot of opportunities here?
Oh, several. The opportunities never end here in Walnut. We get to know every single person in the high school. That's one of the benefits of going to a small school. You become friends with everyone. It never ends here in Walnut.
Do you get a lot of one-on-one attention?
Oh, definitely. More than one-on-one. It's every teacher you come to know on a personal basis.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, talk about your extracurricular activities. What else has kept you busy?
Sports, definitely. Baseball and basketball this year. I also show cattle. Keeps me very busy during the summer.
Do you have a favorite out of those things?
Probably baseball. We were pretty good last year, hoping to improve on that this year.
All right. We'll talk about the future then for you. What's coming up next for you?
I'm going to attend Iowa Western Community College this fall. I'm going to attend their physical therapy. Then I'm going to transfer on to a four-year university and hopefully get a doctorate someday.
Okay. Why'd you choose Iowa Western?
It's close to home. It's community college. It's cheaper, you know. Started out small, worked my way into it.
Okay. Do you have your eyes on a four-year school at all, or are you pretty open right now?
Pretty open right now. I've looked at Iowa State just because I'm a Cyclone fan personally, but it's open.
Okay. Well, what's your future look like 10 years from now? Got any ideas where you might be, what you might be doing?
Hopefully with a cattle herd of my own and a physical therapist center of my own as well.
Do you have any idea where that might be? Would you like to come back around Southwest Iowa somewhere, or are you thinking maybe someplace else?
I'd love to come back to Southwest Iowa, especially here in the Walnut area.
Okay, very good. I know folks around here are probably happy to hear that. Well, talk to those eighth graders now. Give them some advice. What should they know before they start high school?
Prepare yourself. It's different. Work a lot harder. Teachers aren't as forgiving. And definitely study more.
All right. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Ty. Who's next?
Amy Lovren.
Okay. Amy, tell us about your family.
Well, I'm an only child, and my mom is Jan Lovren. She works for Iowa School for the Deaf.
Okay. Well, tell me a little bit about schoolwork things here. What did you enjoy?
Well, my favorite class has to be calculus. Yep. And I also really liked biology and the sciences and stuff like that.
You know, Ty mentioned PE. You mentioned calculus. I mean, seriously, who mentions calculus as one of their favorites? Why is that?
I don't know. I just like, I guess I just really learned to like math with calculus, and I had a really good teacher.
Okay. Have you always been kind of a problem solver?
I would hope to think so.
Okay. Well, talk a little bit about teachers then. What teachers did you really like? Who influenced you?
My favorite teacher was Miss Hayden, actually from Atlantic High School, and she's my calculus teacher. And she just really knows what she's doing and is funny and just really relatable. So I really enjoyed her. And I also really like our guidance counselor here, Mrs. Swenson. She's awesome and has helped me really a lot prepare for college and just everything this year.
Okay. Do you feel like you're set then? I mean, we talked to Ty about being in a small school district. You really didn't have a choice in the matter. Here you are. Do you feel like you're set and you're ready for that next step?
Yeah, I do. I think Walnut has been a really good place to lay our foundations and has really given us a chance to get to know everyone and just really have strong values in our community.
Has that one-on-one relationship that you've been able to develop with a lot of the instructors, has that really helped you, do you think?
Yeah, I do. I think it's really great to be able to know where they're coming from and like what they've kind of been through, and so that's really relatable. And they're just good teachers, and
it's kind of nice to have that now because it's not going to be like that once you go to the next step in college. Well, talk about your extracurricular activities. What else have you been involved in?
Sports, definitely. Volleyball, basketball, soccer, and then also all the music things, you know, band and choir, show choir, marching band, all that. NHS, the school play, pretty much everything available, I guess, here almost.
Tried to pile it on. Was that your goal when you started, to be real busy?
Not really, but being in such a small school, I guess it's what kind of happens here.
Kind of the nature of the beast. Do you have a favorite among all those things?
Soccer, for sure.
Well, do you like the team aspect? It sounds like a lot of the things you're talking about are things that you do as a team. Your academic accomplishments are largely individual, but a lot of these other things you're doing are team things. Do you like setting goals and accomplishing them with others?
Yeah, I think being part of a team is great. It builds relationships and just communication, and it's really fun just to be able to accomplish your goals together.
Okay, I have to ask. You mentioned music. What instruments do you play?
Play alto saxophone in our band. I also play guitar and bass guitar.
Okay, very good. Is there something that you'll look back on, Amy, that you're most proud of? Any accomplishments that you've had here in school that you're going to be most proud of in the years to come?
I guess, well, my academic achievements. And
those are the things you'll probably remember the most. Times you spent with others, I suppose, probably, yes. Too. Talk about what's next, then. What's coming up this fall for you?
This fall, I'm going to be attending Simpson College to major in biochemistry and forensics, and I'll also be playing soccer there.
Okay. Why'd you choose Simpson?
Well, I got a good scholarship there, but I also really liked the feel of it and the community, and the people were really nice, and I really liked the professors there, and they knew what they were doing. And
yeah. Sounds like a demanding course of study. Why'd you choose that?
Well, I really liked the sciences, and you know, biology was one of my favorite classes. And I thought just working in a lab and doing forensics work was really interesting. So.
Okay. Where do you see yourself down the road then? How do you parlay that into a career?
Well, I'll hopefully be working in like a crime laboratory, stuff like that. And I'll hopefully be living on the West Coast. I'd really like to live in like Seattle or somewhere like that.
Okay. Well, give some advice to those eighth graders. What should they know before they start high school?
First of all, keep up on your studies. First of all, but also make sure you get involved in lots of activities. Make sure you just seize every opportunity you have, because you know this is only 4 years of your life, and it'll be probably one of the best times of your life, but also the hardest. But it'll be a great time.
All right, very good. Well, I know you guys had a great time too, Amy, Ty. Thank you very much, and good luck to you in the future. And that's some of the tops of the class of 2012 at Walnut High School.